Right, well, it's time to welcome back Carl Murray for yet another week, and I believe that this week you have a story about a crocodilly. What's a crocodilly?
Well, it's one of the Essex dragon stories, or it might be a crocodile, but it dates from the period of Richard the Lionheart.
Right, okay.
And the Crusades.
All right, let's see how this develops.
It was the time of the Crusades, and Richard the First, known as Richard the Lionheart, was about to leave the Holy Land. And his great enemy, Saladin, who had great respect for his foe, Richard, gave him a present. He gave him an egg, rather large egg, an unusual-looking egg, certainly not a hen's egg. And he said, "Richard, this will keep you safe." "How?" said Richard. "You will see as time passes," said Saladin. But as we all know, Richard, on his way home, even though he was disguised as a pilgrim, was captured by Leopold of Austria, kidnapped and put in a tower. And there he languished for some years. And during the time that he was in the tower, the egg hatched into, well, at first a strange tadpole-looking creature. But it grew. It grew into a baby dragon, or so Richard thought. And it kept the king amused during those years of his imprisonment. It grew bigger and bigger and bigger. And by the time the ransom was received and Richard was freed, it was huge, enormous. And Richard sailed for England with his great big dragon creature aboard the ship. And when he came to London, well, he was nothing for it. The creature had to be put in the Royal Menagerie in the Tower of London. The menagerie keeper looked at it and he recognised it. He said, this is a crocodilly, and it'll grow much bigger. It'll grow fierce, it'll grow bigger. Ooh, it'll be very dangerous." "How," said the king, can we keep ourselves safe from this creature?" "Well, we must build it a strong cage, a very strong cage indeed, one that it cannot break from." And so the cage was built. And there the crocodilly was contained for a year. But it did indeed grow bigger, much bigger and more fierce. And one day, after that year was up, it, with a great flick of its tail and a gnashing of its jaws, it broke free from that strong cage. It leapt into the Thames and swam down river, leaving a trail on the banks each day, each night, of mangled corpses of men and women who'd come to look for it. It made its way all the way to Wormingford on the Stour. The men of Wormingford got their bows, got their arrows, sharpened them, shot at the crocodilly, but the arrows just bounced off its back as if it was indeed armoured. And there at Wormingford, the crocodilly made its home and began to make demands. Virgins were asked for, virgins to feed his appetite. And virgins were delivered, but even in the best regulated villages in Essex, there is a limited supply of virgins. And so, as fewer and fewer virgins were left, a hero was needed. Sir George was sent for. Sir George was a great knight, and they felt in Wormingford that he was the man to kill the dragon. And so, armoured, with a sword, with a spear, Sir George made his way towards the river where the crocodilly was laying on the bank. A great fight ensued, but the spear nor the sword could pierce the skin of the crocodilly. And the crocodilly opened its great jaws and bit the leg of Sir George, but his armour was so good that it hurt the crocodilly's teeth and his jaw to bite. and it so frightened him that the crocodile dived deep, deep into the water and did not surface. It did not die, but it remained under the water. If you go to the bridge on the River Stour at Wormingford, occasionally you will see the reeds rustle and move as if there's something beneath them, and bubbles will rise to the surface, for they say that the crocodile is still there, still waiting to be fed a virgin.
Well, I don't think I'd be hanging around on that bridge, frankly. But you'd have thought that such a large animal would have been difficult to have kept in the prison with the king.
Well, the tale is that it was small and grew, and Richard was imprisoned for how long? Was it 4 years? 2 to 4 years? I can't remember. It hadn't gained its full maturity. It gained its full maturity at the menagerie in the Tower of London, and only then could it break free.
Right.
And it appeared to have been quite devoted to Richard.
Surprised he didn't burst all the walls out so he could escape. So, what have you got for us next week?
Well, this is a story which some years ago, Jan Williams, myself, and Peter Maskins, who I mentioned a couple of weeks back, recorded on CD. We were commissioned by the town of Maldon in 2000, year 2000, to do a telling of the Battle of Maldon. And so I'm going to attempt the Battle of Maldon, the short version, as opposed to the very poetic version we did, which lasts 35 minutes.
Oh, yes, don't do that one. Right, okay, thanks very much indeed. We'll look forward to the Battle of Maldon next week.